This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Friends or the team, the best way to celebrate is over slow smoked hickory barbecue and the other great food at Corky's. And by the way, tell them Penny sent you.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the Cardinals Caravan. Prizes plus Cardinals players and alums free at AutoZone Park in downtown Memphis.
Cardinal Baseball on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's Brad Carson. Join me January 17th at 6:30 at AutoZone Park with the Memphis Redbirds, with Cardinals broadcaster Tom Ackerman, the Memphis Redbirds, Cardinal stars like Jack Flaherty, and Cardinals alums like Bo Hart.
More details at 92.9ESPN.com.
It's the Cardinals Caravan on Friday, January 17th at 6:30. 30 at AutoZone Park.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, like the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, which is exactly what I'm in right now. I love that vehicle. You'll love it too. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got lots of goals at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So get down there and let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G, $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
This hour's cash code is Bachelor. Text Bachelor, B-A-C-H-E-L-O-R, B-A-C-H-E-L-O-R to 72881. That's Bachelor to 72881. Another word is coming up at 11 a.m. when Brad Carson will give you another new money in the new year cash code right before the Jason and John show gets kicked off. Don't forget, if you miss a word, simply go to 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Use the rewind feature. This hour's cash code is Bachelor. Text Bachelor to 72881. Good luck.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m. Brought to you by the attorneys of Thomas White and Gill. Find them online at memphisfamilylaw.com.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's the instrumental remix of the Luna's hip-hop hit, I Got Five on It, from the movie Us from last year. Referenced to both the Grizzlies' five-game winning streak and to the best acting performance of 2019 in that movie by Lupita Nyong'o, who did not get an Oscar nomination this morning.
Oh, the Oscar nominations are out. Oh, well, hold on. We'll get to those in a minute. So, okay. The Memphis Grizzlies, you have a piece up on the Memphis Grizzlies. It was quite a weekend for the Grizzlies. And they are very clearly, right now they're in eighth spot. They are in the playoffs right now, where the season to end today. They would have to end at this moment. And you make the argument that this is real. This is not any kind of a joke. They are in an actual 100% playoff race. Yes.
Yeah, and actually I've made that point before. I made that point almost a month ago, actually. I think people are catching up with it. But I sort of, you know, I'd sort of written some similar things. And so, but I got into it again because I do think a lot of people in the last week or so have sort of awakened to it. And there's been this weird consternation about it in some quarters, which I find odd. And my general point is that this is not a case. The Grizzlies did not make an organizational decision to say, let's not rebuild, let's go for the playoffs. They are in the playoff race because of the rebuild. They were always going to be as good or as bad as the very youngest players on their team. And here we are. I mean, the reason the Grizzlies were projected to be the worst team in the West is not because the cupboard was bare. It was because their two best players had just turned 20 years old. And so if they get into a playoff race, which they have, and if they make the playoffs, which they probably won't, but they might, because those best players are that good that fast, like there's no downside to that.
Yeah, so Joe Mullinax has been he's a contributor to this here radio station. He's a frequent guest on the radio station, and they do a good job, very good job covering the team over there on that website. But it's I don't actually think there is weird consternation from anyone but Jamal X. Like, I mean, I don't know.
No, that's not true. I mean,
is that true?
My article was not a subtweet of one person.
Okay,
that's not the case.
I've only noticed consternation. Like, what would be the consternation here? There was some consternation about the. There was some consternation about the draft pick and for a while, but that ship has so sailed that that's it. And then there would be, as you point out, there's some consternation about this idea if the Grizzlies front office went for it, but they're not going to. So
there is some thought that you know, now that they're in the playoff race, if they don't make it, like, people will be upset about that. And I think people will probably be disappointed, which would be fine, but I don't think it'd be
that's the one I was getting to. I don't think that's real. I don't think that anyone really is upset. I think, as you point out in your column today, everyone knows this is found money. This is a bonus. This is something we did not expect. And so it's the beautiful playoff race with no stakes. Not no stakes, but there's really no downside to this playoff race. I guess my question is, you also make the point that it's much less than 50% chance that they will actually make the playoffs.
Right.
Looking around, let's size up their playoff chances. What are their playoff chances?
Oh, I mean, I don't know what the odds would be. I'd put it certainly at under 50%, but if I start crossing names off the list, they wouldn't, of the seven teams in the mix for the one spot, if I start crossing names off the list, like, they're not the first name I'm crossing off. And so, you know, I think they're pretty decent in the sense that odds can be decent for any one team when you got seven in a mix, right? So the odds are going to be low for everybody. But I don't think they're any lower or much lower for the Grizzlies than anyone else. You know, if I'm crossing off names, I'm crossing off Minnesota first, and I'm crossing off Sacramento. And, you know, those are the first two I probably cross off. I'm crossing off Phoenix. I think Portland needs to make a trade. I think Portland can be the team, but I think Portland has to make a trade to be the team. And so, as currently constituted, I would probably put the Spurs in the lead of most likely. But after that, it's the Grizzlies, or if the Pelicans get Zion back and go on a run. And so, like, I think it's very real.
It's just 1 week, by the way, from MLK Day, right? Isn't that next Monday?
Yep.
That's next Monday. So it'll be interesting to see if Zion will be back. I have thoughts on whether...
I talked to somebody last night, you know, who a visiting media person who knows more than me but doesn't really know that much, you know, and the sense is that it's close, that it's sometime in the next week or two, and so maybe that's his debut, but we don't know.
The nice thing is that the Grizzlies are becoming so compelling all by their lonesome that you don't need – I mean, it would be great. It would be fantastic. Ja versus Zion, you know, the Zion's return. You couldn't script it, as they say, better than that, but – the Grizzlies are compelling by themselves now. It's a very, you don't need Zion to prop up how interesting the Grizzlies are to watch at this point. If you're a Memphis fan who is now joining this playoff race already in progress, the teams to root against, you believe, the biggest threats are San Antonio and New Orleans.
Yeah, or Portland if they decide to make a move.
Or Portland.
You know, yeah. But no, I think that's it. I think it's San Antonio most probably. It's funny, like San Antonio, their last four games, they won. They beat Milwaukee, they beat Boston, they beat Toronto, and they lost to Memphis. And so they've been playing really, really well lately. And so that was a really good win by the Grizzlies on Friday night. But, you know, the Spurs have the more veteran stars, and that would they made the playoffs, I think, 23 years in a row, and that's not even an exaggeration. Like, I think that's actually the number. They've made their playoff – the Spurs' playoff streak is longer than the streak of the Grizzlies existing in the city of Memphis. and so I think that's probably the if you had to power rank it, I think the Spurs, even though the Grizzlies are number one right now, I would put the Spurs on my playoff power rankings for the eighth spot probably.
What did the Grizzlies say about the playoff race?
They don't say a lot about it, and I do think that's the one thing where it's going to get annoying if it's a question every single media availability for the rest of the season. Because I noted sort of the top of my column I wrote today that Taylor Jenkins got the question on Friday morning after shoot-around. He got it again Friday night after the Spurs game, but he also got it like before the game on Sunday and after the game on Sunday. And it's like, you know, and what he said on Friday was essentially like the first question in the morning was, you know, does the team think it's in a playoff race? Do you want to make the playoffs? And what he basically said was, we're trying to build a competitive environment where we try to win every game we play. And so, like, it's only natural that, you know, you look at the standings and see where you are and whatever. And then he asked about it. The question he got after they beat the Spurs to move into eight was, like, would it be a disappointment if you don't or whatever? And that's – I do, you know, if the media tries to impose that as a narrative, I think that would sort of be a killjoy. But what Jenkins basically said there was, you know, the sort of a variation on the same thing. We're just trying to be competitive and get better every day, and like whatever happens, happens. And I think that's exactly the right attitude this season. That might not be the attitude next season, right? Maybe you're good enough this season, whether you make it or not, that you build that expectation for next season. But that should not be the expectation this season. It should be, let's just go out and try to win. That's what you're supposed to do in basketball, right? That's the relief. It's not, we're not being strategic anymore. We don't need to. We got our guys. You know, even if they miss the playoffs and got the number one pick in this draft, in 3 years, three years from now, their two best players are going to be John Morant and Jared Jackson Jr. Like, these are the guys who are going to take them wherever they're going to go, and this is where they're taking them right now.
No, I find it – I just think it's delightful where they are, because it's if they happen to make the playoffs, unbelievable. I mean, that would be first round against the Lakers probably. You'd have
right.
It would be like, how much fun would that be? They're becoming one of the best stories in the NBA. That would be great.
Well, Steve Kerr basically said that last night. Which I thought was great. I mean, it was funny. Like, the quotes from Steve Kerr, I mean, I'll be honest, I just got off the quote sheet because I was in the Grizzlies side of the locker of the post game. I didn't go to the Warriors side. But I did notice at the very end of the game, you know, at the end of every game, the two coaches come to center court and they shake hands and have their pleasantries and they go on, right? Steve Kerr had the hugest smile on his face when he came over to shake Taylor Jenkins' hand, and you got the sense that like he did. This is like a sabbatical year for the Warriors. Basically, they're just sort of going through the motions, so he didn't really care that much. But you also got the sense of like he was just watching this as someone who cares about the NBA, as an NBA fan, and like just seeing what this Grizzlies team was doing, and he was sort of knocked out by it.
Yeah, they're going to lose a lot of games, the Warriors, this year. But this one he kind of enjoyed.
This one he kind of enjoyed it.
So if they miss the playoffs and then they happen to leap up into the top, that would be great. But conveying the 11th pick in the draft to the in a crappy draft would just be wonderful.
Here's the other thing, and I haven't written about this, and I will at some point. And so if the question is, okay, like if you say, okay, if you want to be a real, if you want to like compete for a title or whatever, like there's probably at least one player not on this roster you're going to need, right? Like maybe Jaren and John Jaren, your two best players. But Dillon Brooks and Anthony Mountain and Brandon Clark, probably none of them are your third best player, right? And so where's that player coming from? And if you're good enough this quick, it's probably not coming from a high lottery pick. So where is it coming from? It could come from different places, but the most likely place for it to come is in a trade. And so if you can convey that pick this summer and get that off your books, now you have all of your own first round picks going forward. You're unencumbered in terms of trading any of those. You have the pick from the Warriors and the Iguodala deal, and you have the pick from Utah and the Conley deal, and you have cap space, and you got young players, if you want to trade, they are in a great position to sort of be in the hunt for a major trade acquisition over the next couple of years.
What impressed you in particular Friday night? Obviously, they won an incredibly well-played game, 39 assists. What struck you Friday night?
Friday night was, I mean, I think what Taylor Jenkins said after the game was correct. These are two good teams that played good basketball tonight. The Spurs didn't have a down night, and so every time the Grizzlies looked like they were threatening to pull away, the Spurs pushed themselves right back into it. And so that game took a lot of composure to win down the stretch, and that's so sort of what was most impressive. And on Sunday. I know the Warriors are bad this year, but the Grizzlies were supposed to be bad too. And so what it felt like on Sunday was something that I don't think you really expected to ever happen at the beginning of the season, where you looked up at halftime and the Grizzlies had a one-point lead. At halftime, you thought, what's wrong with the Grizzlies today? Like, this is not right. Like, they should be running away from this team. That's what it felt like. And then they came out in the second half and they ran away from that team.
And Jonas was just a bully.
You could sort of see it coming either with Jonas or Ja. Like in the first half, it wasn't really quite working out, but the Warriors just could not really protect the rim. And so you figured somebody, you know, the two paint scorers on this team are the biggest guy and the smallest guy, you know, funny enough. It's Jonas Valanciunas and Ja Morant. And you figured like one of those guys could have a big night, because if you could get to the rim, there wasn't a lot of resistance. And so Jonas just put the hurt on him, yeah.
And one of the things that struck me, and maybe it's simplistic and maybe it's not real, but I is that the joy that this team plays with. Like, people were thrilled for Jonas yesterday. Like, they were really reveling in Jonas's show in the second half.
I'm writing a Jaren Jackson Jr. piece this week, sort of a mid-season development piece. And one of the points I'm going to make is just about him as a teammate. And I really think if you watch closely, Jaren Jackson, the happiest he ever is on the court is when Jonas Valanciunas is doing good stuff.
Right.
Like, that is the happy – this weekend, like, there was a play on Friday night where Jonas, like, got an offensive rebound and powered through two people for an and-one, and Jaren Jackson wasn't in the game, and he was just hawking up and dancing at the other end of the court. And then last night when Jonas is coming off the floor, he just has his towel out, sort of toweling him, trying to cool him off because he was so hot. And it just – and that's just one example.
Right.
I think the whole team is like that. But, like, just the joy that he takes – and this guy who, to some degree, he's competing with, because they don't always close with two bigs, right?
Right.
And so the joy he takes whenever Jonas is playing well is pretty fun.
And I do think for the long-term health of the franchise, I mean, you've pointed out the Minnesota example before, the reason that this could fall apart for all kinds of reasons. Injury, they may not get the additional players they need, et cetera. But one thing that binds it is if the players in the end like each other, it actually matters over the long haul. It's whether they – it's with part of the glue that will keep them together here in Memphis for a long time. Okay, a couple other things, then I will let you go. One is sunglasses now a thing in the locker room?
I don't think it'll be an ongoing thing. Dylan Brooks on Tuesday did a ridiculous, quasi-knowingly ridiculous.
I'm not sure with Dylan.
To be determined, maybe.
Right.
But he did a post-game press conference in sunglasses that was like a masterpiece of ridiculousness. And clearly the players enjoyed it as much as we did. And so on Friday night, Jaren Jackson Jr. did his homage to that. He put his own – it was funny. You don't see it in the clip I put in there, but I was standing there. He put on the sunglasses, then he arched his neck to try to see if Dylan was over there just to watch him do it. And Dylan was not, but still he went on with it anyway.
Right. And then secondly, Bruno and Marco went to the Hustle-O. We were sent to the Hustle. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I would be surprised if they were traveling with the Hustle. That would surprise me. This is like there's a game in South Haven tonight, and there's no Grizzlies game, and these guys haven't gotten much playing time the last few weeks, and so I think it's just if they're willing to do it, go get some run and just sort of stay in shape kind of assignment.
Yeah, Chanda Parson would like to know if there's a definite plan for their return.
Right.
That's what he would like to know. Okay, and then lastly, Oscar nominations came out. We'll delve more deeply going forward. Here are the best picture nominations: Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. What do you think of the list?
I've seen all of those movies.
Wow.
Most of, most, well, I don't know.
What is Jojo Rabbit?
But...
What is Jojo Rabbit?
Jojo Rabbit is not very good. That would be my second from the bottom on that list. It's a Nazi satire from the guy who made Thor Ragnarok. So great opening credits, and after that, I don't know about Jojo Rabbit. I'm really not a fan of Joker, and Joker was the leading nominee of all, and so I've got my thing to root against. I think Joker's a pretty dumb movie, and so I would have preferred to see Joker not nominated in something like The Farewell, which was very good and quite popular, get nominated. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, that's a good group of movies. I think the two most likely winners are also the two best movies on the list. Well, two of the three best movies on the list, which is Parasite and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I love Little Women, but it's not going to win.
Why is Joker a dumb movie?
It's just such an obvious one-idea movie, and the one idea is, hey, wouldn't it be cool if vintage Martin Scorsese did a comic book movie? And so basically it's a Joker origin story that borrows, like, more than liberally, just outright just take stuff out of Taxi Driver, which is a late 70s Scorsese movie, and The King of Comedy, which is an early 80s Scorsese movie, and just basically redoes those movies as a Joker origin story, which to me it's sort of pseudo profound. I think it's a pretty dumb movie.
And why did you like Little Women, and why won't it win?
It won't win because only one movie can win. It did not get a Best Director nomination, which is a pretty good tip off that it's not going to win a Best Picture. I think Little Women is like a crazy good adaptation. It's almost a genius level sort of reimagining of a sort of familiar material in terms of the way it updates it, the way it makes it relevant, the way it sort of it changes the structure and the chronology in a way that freshens it up. It's just a really extraordinary movie.
And then in the rest of the nominations, is there anything I should be outraged about or struck by in the rest of the nominations?
I try to limit my outrage. I mean, the thing that I led with the song, I think the two people who did not get nominated across all categories that to me were most deserving was Greta Gerwig as Best Director for Little Women, and Lupita Nyong'o as Best Actress for Us.
Chris, thank you very much. I appreciate it. That is Chris Harrington. You can read his stuff at the Daily Memphian, and you should. By all means, you should. Redeemers Group, by the way, is if you have, it's a new year. Go ahead and get to the bottom of this. It is, if you have cracks in the walls of your home, if your floors are sinking or sloping, it rained over the weekend. Did you notice that, Jeffrey? It rained a little bit over the weekend.
I did take observation.
Yeah, it rained a little bit over the weekend. And if you had water coming in maybe to your crawl space or your basement or somewhere else, there is an easy solution to all of this. And the solution is Redeemers Group. All you have to do is give them a call, 541-8765, 541-8765, and they will send an expert to your house to let you know if anything's going on. If something's going on, they can fix it. If something isn't going on, you have the peace of mind to know if something isn't going on. If something's going on, you can fix it. They can fix it. If you mention my name, Jeff Cockins, you get an additional $50 off. But the point is, with a simple phone call, 541-8765, you can take care of your most valuable investment. That is your home. It is free of charge. The analysis is free of charge. It is Redeemers Group. All right, when we come back, the Tennessee Titans are rampaging through the playoffs, stunning the universe. They are this year's, and we called this last week, this year's New York Giants, right? Isn't that the best comparison?
They feel like the 2007 New York Giants to me.
So 2-4 at one point in the season. They make the quarterback change, and then they knock off the dynasty that is the New England Patriots, and then the unstoppable force that is Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. And so my question to you is, are you rooting for them? 535-3776, 535-3776 is the phone number. Tighten up or no thanks, and explain why. I have some thoughts on this. It is something we deal with as a community, wrestle with as a community. And I do have some thoughts on it that I would like to discuss as well. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Coming up this morning at 8 a.m., win $1,000. Get a quick G with the cash code. It's straight cash with new money in the new year, all month long. Weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Straight cash, homie. the McDouble is here to add some sizzle to your day. And now you can enjoy it with McDonald's 4-for-4 deal. Choose between a cheesy McDouble or a delightfully crispy McChicken. Then add 4-piece chicken McNuggets, a small order of crispy fries, and a refreshing medium-sized soft drink like an ice-cold Coke for just $4. Now that's a tasty deal. Swing by and add some sizzle to your day with McDonald's 4-for-4. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. A routine is a good thing to have. And sometimes a routine is a good thing to break. Break free. Start your morning at McDonald's with a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or sausage McGriddles for just $1 each. And add any size soft drink for just $1 more. Because if you don't deserve a morning that's a little easier and a lot tastier, who does? Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Straight Cash weekdays at the top of the hour with the Cash Code. Win $1,000. Get a quick G with the Cash Code. It's Straight Cash with new money in the new year all month long. Weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN. Miss a code word for cash? What did Calkins just say? Rewind via radio.com.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
The teams. Tigers. Grizzlies. SEC. NFL. The stories. Game day.
The thrill is here!
Penny. The shows. The Jeff Calkins Show.
You ain't got to do nothing.
Jason and John.
Well, hello there.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
You just made the list.
The Gary Parrish Show.
Be careful, be kind, be good. Wrap your hook.
The city.
Memphis, Tennessee.
The station. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's number one sports place.
Good.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Alright, new year. Time to trim down a little bit, right? You gotta trim down. Everyone does. Everyone trims down. Robert Irwin Jewelers is no different. They are going on a little bit of a diet. And they are doing that by offering a remarkable sale. And here's how it works. There is a born-on date on every single piece of jewelry at a Robert Irwin Jewelers now, okay? And you look at the born-on date, and you will be able to tell how much it will be discounted. The minimum is 30%. The maximum is 70%. So let's just say there's a piece of jewelry that was born on May 19th, 2016. Right?
All right.
You look, you see what it means. Let's say it was it would be discounted 70%. 70%. How about that? So for a piece of jewelry you would then pay $3,500 for, you saved $8,200. 70%. So that's what you do. You get to, it's a treasure hunt. Go on into Robert Irwin. See what's there. They have 5 locations.
It's literally a treasure hunt.
It's quite literally a treasure hunt. Plus, by the way, free financing up to 60 months to pay. Bigger, brighter diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations. A sale is not online. You got to go in to do the treasure hunt.
Yep.
There in the store. All right. 535-3776. I'll offer my thoughts on this as we go along. But my question for you is, how you feeling about the Titans, what they did over the weekend? Are you rooting for them? Are you on board? Tighten up, baby. Jimmy in Jonesboro, you're on.
Hey, Jeff.
How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great over here. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, I appreciate that. What George Lapidus would say, he said, first-time caller gets a round of applause. That's what George would do. Hold on, we'll do that. There you go.
I remember him very well.
I'm retired from
Christian Brothers University. So I started the women's fast pitch program over there 20-something years ago. But anyway, the reason I was calling you on this thing, the Memphis Tigers have got me so up and down, I've got ulcers. But I was really so bored with the Titans, you know, for the past couple of years. I thought, well, watching Mariota, and I thought, I'm going to get off that. But I'm telling you now, I'm just kind of feel two-faced. I'm jumping right back on the bandwagon.
Well, the good news about the Titans is there's plenty of room. You know, there's plenty of room on the bandwagon, and what they're doing. Thanks very much, Jimmy. I appreciate it. What they're doing is, people have made the case to me over the weekend. I asked this question on Facebook, and people made the case to me. Listen, they are the Memphis Grizzlies. They're an admirable team. You made this case too. Like they're castoffs, right? They're
for the most part, yeah. It's guys. People gave up.
Nobody thought Vrabel was going to be great. Nobody thought, obviously, Tannehill is a castoff.
Yep.
Derrick Henry. Like he was splitting carries just not long ago, you know, and now he's gonna get that dude is gonna get paid.
Good for him.
And good for him. So it is not some highly touted like it is incredibly admirable blue collar team that we should be rooting for, right? The complexity is if you're all into that Memphis Nashville thing, how do you parse that? What do you make of that? The heck with it. I don't care. Or well, like, where do you come down on it? Are they Tennessee's team, or do you hate them still for some reason? 535-3776, 535-3776. Chris in downtown, you're on.
Yeah, I was just calling in. I wanted to drop some real sports knowledge.
Oh well, that would be
today.
Good. That would be important because Jeffrey's got none of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing about you were saying about the Titans and Memphis and the whole how should they feel or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I quite frankly feel like it really makes no sense for Memphis to have any grudge against the Titans or anything. It's their team. It's the Tennessee Titans. And I just think it seems like Memphis is more as a city that doesn't really have any sports ambitions or something. Like they got it all off track or something.
Okay.
People, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks
it
very
makes
much.
No sense.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you. 535-3776, 535-3776. I think I screwed that up somehow, Jeffrey. That was my bad. 535-3776. We go to Jeff and Bartlett. Jeff, you're on.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm good. How you feeling about the Titans?
Actually, I'm getting on board the Titans this year. You know, I'm a lifelong Raider fan, and I've had that Memphis-Nashville thing. I know how long Memphis has been trying to get a team since the Seahawks came into the league. And, you know, we never had enough money for a stadium, but then Nashville says they want a team, and they take our tax dollars and build a stadium. And I've always had that resentment for the Titans, but, you know, I'm kind of jumping on the bandwagon myself. I kind of like to see them take it all.
What brought you when did you feel this happening? Do you make a decision to jump on a bandwagon, or does you just discover that you're rooting for them? My theory has been that rooting interests it's not something you decide, it's something you realize about yourself.
Well, fantasy football is what first got me looking at them. But what really got me pulling for them was this year when they beat the Raiders, or when they played the Raiders.
God, they beat your team, and you said, "The hell with my team! I'm switching."
Oh no, I'm a lifelong Raider fan, so I mean.
Oh, you're sticking with the Raiders. It's just your second.
Oh yeah, I was with them in L.A. I'm gonna go with them to Vegas. You know, that's just
so they're your second team.
But
they're your second team. All right.
Really, I don't have a second team, but of the teams that are left, Tennessee is who I would like to see take it.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. 535-3776. So far, what are we? 3-0? 3-0 pro Titans. 3-0 tighten up. We go to Mike in Cordova. Mike, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
I'm good. You?
I'm good, man. On this good morning, Monday morning, but what I want to say is I've been a Titans fan since all I had to look forward to was Chris Johnson getting 100 yards. So, I mean, this time right now, bro, it's great for us. And John Martin is like the fuel to my flame.
John's gonna have a bad day today, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Like, I'm going to try to call back later.
He's going to have a bad day. Yeah.
The quick thing I wanted to say, though, when it comes to the college sports in Tennessee and the pro, let's just agree to disagree on the college level, because there's a lot of stuff that runs deep. It's a lot of heritages. It's a lot of alumni. So that's something you can't sway people on. But with the Grizzlies and the Titans, that's Tennessee's team. Like, let's agree on it. Let's move forward and support both of them.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. I'll tell you what we'll take more calls. I'll tell you what because once I start talking, I'm in it. Shut up for a little bit. So we go to Anderson in East Memphis. Anderson, you're on.
What's going on, Jeff Coggins?
I'm good.
Yeah, I heard you. I didn't really catch all that. I heard some people speaking about the Titans.
Yeah, the question is how you feeling about them? Exactly.
Well, I've been a Titans fan since they were playing in the Liberty Bowl. I went to every game. I go to games every year. Ever since the franchise moved to Tennessee.
Yep.
I'm kind of one side because I hate Mike Vrabel. I think he's a terrible coach. We're just getting real lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But we're playing amazing. I just remember you saying we stink early in the season because we lost a 1-point game to you guys.
Was that you who tweets at me?
Yeah. You said we stink because we lost.
You were
1-point games.
You were 2-4, baby. Go ahead. Anyway, yes. Continue.
Yeah, but we're playing real good right now.
You certainly are.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. All right, you're on board. Thank you very much, Anderson. I appreciate it. 5353776. How are you feeling about the Titans so far? What are we up to? 5-0 now? 5-0 pro Titans. They're coming out of the woodwork or the bushes or wherever they've been. We go to Garrett in Midtown. Garrett, you're on.
Hey, this is my first time calling. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, proud applause, all that stuff. Thanks, Garrett.
Yeah. Thank you. This one really got me fired up.
Uh-huh.
I am born and raised in Memphis. My parents are born and raised in Memphis. I'm a diehard Grizzlies fan, diehard Tigers fan.
And?
If I am a football fan. What else am I supposed to be except for a Titans? I want to be a good fan. 3 hours away, I get the Nashville-Memphis stuff. But please, everyone, it makes sense to be a Titans fan. If you're from Memphis and want to be a good NFL fan, where else are you supposed to drive? I'm not going to drive 9 hours to Houston. I'm not going to go to Kansas City. Come on.
So you're saying proximity. Proximity.
Proximity is a big thing when you don't have a team of your own. Obviously, I would love for Memphis to have an NFL team, but I'm a big sports fan in general.
Right.
I love the Grizzlies. I love the Tigers.
And you love the Titans. All right, tighten up. Thank you very much. So what are we up to? 6-0? 6-0. 5353776. 5353776. We go to John in Hernando. John, you're on.
I want to play, Jeff. That's how this works, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to play. Exactly right.
So I'm hashtag. Thank you. Hashtag Team Tennessee all the way. Actually, I'm a season ticket holder for the Grizz, the Titans, and the Predators.
You are not.
And I absolutely am. And the deal here is I think the problem with the Titans, the last decade they've committed the unforgivable sin of being boring. That's the only reason you haven't seen more people, you know, I already talk about and people jump on the bandwagon, but they just haven't been fun to watch for the last 10 years.
So how many of these games, how do you go to Predators, Grizzlies? You must give a lot of these, give a lot away. You must give.
I do. I go to obviously a ton of Grizzlies games. I live in North Mississippi. So Team Tennessee, North Mississippi.
Team Tennessee, but, lives in Mississippi. That's
yeah,
beautiful.
Right, exactly.
That's
yeah,
us. That's exactly. Us in a nutshell right there. That's who we are as a community.
That's right, yeah. But I've got a ton of Grizzlies games, and I go to a couple of Preds and Titans games a year. And Nashville, you know, they got a lot of money over there, so they buy up my tickets I don't use, and it pays for my season. It works out.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 7-0. We're up to 7-0. Everyone is coming together to join on the Titans bandwagon. We go to Simone. Simone, you're on.
How you doing?
I'm good. You?
I'm good. I was just giving you a call. It's my first time calling.
Oh, thank you very much, Simone. I appreciate that. And how are you feeling about the Titans?
I've been a fan of the Tennessee Titans since they were the Houston Oilers. Of course,
you were the guy you were the guy who was supporting them when they were here for that 1 year. That was you?
Yes, sir.
That was something else. I had someone tweeted me yesterday. He was in a contest at during one of those the Oilers games here in Memphis, and he went out to kick field goals. You know, he had to kick field goals from three different distances to win something, right? And he went out there wearing his Miami Dolphins jersey. Like, that would not be allowed in most NFL stadiums. But anyway, so you were there. You're a Titans fan, and you're thrilled. You're on the bandwagon. You're not on the bandwagon. You built the bandwagon, for heaven's sakes.
And I'm also, calling in regards to the Grizzlies. Now, I'm proud of them. I've been proud of them since God knows how long. But I hate that Bruno Caboclo is not here. And he was one that I was pulling for.
He'll be back. He'll be back. He's just going down to the hustle. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 535-3776. 535-3776. We go to Marco in Raleigh. Marco, you're on.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Good. You feeling good about the Titans?
I'm feeling good about them now. I've been a Titans fan since Kevin Dyson was
you guys
1 yard short.
Where have you people been? Where have you been? We've gotten 10 straight type of Titans callers here. Where have you been? Under what rock?
I've been there when Ray Lewis took the ball right out of Eddie George's hands. I've been there when Drew Bennett couldn't catch one pass. They played the Patriots 1 year and they couldn't catch the dang ball in the playoffs. I've been there a long time, but finally, I think this time we got it. Derrick Henry been running that ball. We got a good coach. I don't care what nobody say. The man is good to coach the team that he got. And Tannehill doing a heck of a job controlling the game. I believe we're going to the Super Bowl this year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 535-3776. This is incredible development, Jeffrey. So far, what are we up to? 17-0, I think, is the rough count. I've lost count.
Yeah, this is like how many points the Chiefs scored
yeah,
in the second quarter. Yeah.
This is exactly right. This is 7 straight touchdown drives. Brett in South Memphis, you're on. Brett. Oops. I think that's Brett. Oh, Brett, you on?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
I'm good. How are you feeling about the Titans?
Oh, man, I feel great. I'm not a bandwagoner. I've been a Titans man ever since I was a kid, before they made it to the Super Bowl with Aaron McNair and old Eddie George. But I think the Titans got it this week. You know, B.B. King was wrong, and Reese Davis was recently right on College Game Day here in Memphis mm-hmm. because the thrill is here. Tannehill and King Henry, I think he's going to run it down their throats. I think it's going to be a great game if they can control the clock. Maybe win the turnover battle again. Maybe not necessarily get about 4 turnovers, but if they can get maybe 2 or 3 and just kind of demoralize them. And especially, nobody's going to want to tackle Henry in the cold. I know some people would disagree, but, man, when you got a 260-pound back coming for you, I think it's going to be pretty
thank you very much.
Pretty demoralizing.
I appreciate
thank
it. We'll take if you're on the line, we will get to you. We will not have time to get to anyone. Can you drop this? For whatever reason, my drop button's not working here. Brett in South Memphis. Okay, we'll knock off these 3, and then we will wrap it up. Rick in downtown, how are you feeling about the Titans, Rick?
Let me tell you about all these people jumping on that bandwagon. It's the same for me no matter what. I don't live in the state of Tennessee. I live in the state of Memphis. Not a one till I die. Who is the Titans? Who is the Titans? I don't even care. There's your one, Jeff. There's your one.
Thank
not
you.
A one, baby.
I appreciate it. We got the one hater.
Number one.
You see if it's no longer a shutout. You got to hit the drop button. It's not working for me. So, okay, we go to David in East Memphis. David, you're on.
So I'm happy about this because the Titans are my second favorite team behind the Dolphins. Of course, I've had nothing to cheer about there for a long time. But I would say that Titans, you have to ask the Titans fans in Nashville. I was at the Kansas City Chiefs-Titans game. And there were more Chiefs fans at that game than there were Titans.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, David. There's no question. These guys who are calling us in, they're not bandwagon fans. They sound like long-suffering fans or medium-suffering fans anyway. Putting quite aside the all the Memphis, Tennessee stuff, listen, I actually had no longer really root aggressively against the Titans. That was I've sort of gotten over it a little bit. But
for a while, it just felt like picking on something indefensible.
But if I were to, it's almost as offensive to me as a Bills fan as it is as a Memphian. Like, the Titans sell out that place. Like, there were as many Bills fans at that Bills-Titans game as there were Titans fans. There were as many Kansas City fans at that game as there were Titans fans.
More.
And they're going to get to another Super Bowl? Who the hell are they to deserve it? That you can make an argument, like, come on, man.
You're also
seriously?
Just bitter they beat the Patriots.
It's just dropped into your lap, and all of a sudden, woohoo, we're going back to the Super Bowl. Entitled is what it is. And now they'll be fans. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. That would be one of my arguments against them if I were to be bitter and petty and make arguments
against
them.
Not that you are.
Judy in Collierville, you're the last caller on this topic.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you feeling about the Titans?
Actually, you know, we moved here from Middle Tennessee, so I've been a follower. But I'm also from Kansas City, so.
Oh, my goodness. So what are you going to do,
Judy? I'm kind of a toss-up.
You can't be a toss-up. You got to pick sides.
I'm going to root for the Chiefs.
There you go, Judy. Thank you. We appreciate that. Okay, here's my view on this thing. Root for whoever you want. Like, honestly, like, there was someone in there who tried to tell me that they're Tennessee's team and you should all get behind them. No. Like, and then there are other people who tell you you're a Memphian, and as a Memphian, you can't root for them. No. Both of those things are wrong. If you are someone who believes, let's take the I hate the Titans perspective, right? If you are someone who believes that Memphis was shafted by the NFL, and more to the point, that Memphis constantly gets shafted by the rest of the state, right? By the state government in Nashville that didn't let us take down our statues or doesn't let us whatever else it is, that Memphis gets. And not only that, Memphis is dismissed by the rest of the state, which tends to call Memphis a asshole, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just true. You go over there and talk to people, what about they think about Memphis? And so to the extent, if you don't want Nashvillians to be happy because they dismiss your city as an asshole, which they do often, and it's often grounded, let's be honest about it, in racism, and you therefore don't want to root for that team, or because you don't like the way the NFL handled the Memphis thing, or whatever, that's fine. Do that. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to root against the Titans, you're free to root against the Titans. Similarly, if you want someone who says, you know what? I enjoy this. They're 3 hours down the road. I take my kid to watch the Titans. They're an admirable team. And I'm just not, I don't care about this Memphis. The truth of the matter is that it's really the divide in this state isn't, and Chris Harrington has made this point, it's not about Memphis versus Nashville. It's about urban areas versus rural areas that are sort of, that's the real divide in the state.
Sure.
And so you want to go ahead and root for everybody, then root for everybody. I only now object to the people who tell me that I have to root for the Titans because it's, quote-unquote, Tennessee's team. Just because you slap the label Tennessee on it doesn't make it Tennessee's team one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Or the people who tell me that I can't. I wouldn't venture to tell anyone they couldn't root for the Titans. That would be silly.
No, the best argument that you've made to me this entire weekend was, as a Bills fan, this is offensive.
As a Bills fan, it's totally
this
offensive.
This is offensive.
And as a Bills fan.
That's the first time I was like, you know what? I get it.
Right. They listen. 6 weeks ago, nobody cared about this damn team, and my Bills stink for forever, and still show up and fill the stadium in Nashville more than Nashville fans do. So that part of it, but fundamentally, they're a great story. They are a great story, and they're doing remarkable things. And now, if they can get to the Super Bowl, I don't know that anyone would have knocked off three just borderline dynasties, right? I mean, not dynasties, but a dynasty in New England.
Yes.
And then Baltimore is the best team in the league.
Yes.
And then Kansas City is the most unstoppable force in the league.
Yes. I can't imagine a better run of it in the AFC than knocking off those three teams this year.
Now, TV does not want them.
Of course not.
TV does not want
them. God, could you imagine how those execs were feeling when it was 24-0 and they're sitting there going like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. The best TV game, I think, left is
it's probably Green. I think it's Green Bay.
You think it's Green Bay more than San Francisco? San Francisco's kind of a glamorous story. It's the West Coast. You get the West Coast wrapped in there, too.
Yeah, but I still think Rodgers is a bigger star.
Yeah, I get that. That's probably right. I do want to tell you that O'Call, it's their semi-annual sale. Time to get to O'Call for their semi-annual sale. I did. That's why I looked good on TV the other day. That's all I need to tell you. Comes around twice a year. Semi-annual sale, semi-annual sale, semi-annual sale. All the fall and winter men's and women's merchandise, 50% off. So get yourself into O'Call. Do it today while the selection is still robust. We are going to take a break. Oh, we're going to do a special edition of Jeff's Bets. He's going to tell us who he is betting on tonight in the national championship game. We'll do that when we return. Jeff Calkins, Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Maybe you've resolved to have more fun this year. Maybe you've resolved to eat better food. Maybe you've resolved to try new things. Maybe you've resolved to be present and really enjoy your life. Well, I have the answer for any of those resolutions, and it is Bounty on Broad. Bounty on Broad is delicious, locally sourced food served in generous family helpings in a restaurant that is so beautiful, it makes you happy to be alive. If you've been, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't been, it's time to change that. Go and get the crisp Brussels or the pan-seared scallops or the braised pork shank or honestly, anything they serve. My own particular challenge at Bounty is that I love some dishes so much, like the fried oysters, for example, that it's hard for me not to get them every single time. So I hereby resolve to get something new next time I go, and you should resolve to get yourself to Bounty on Broad before any more of this year slips by. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. For reservations, call 901-410-8131 or go to bountyonbroad.com.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees. Includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen.
So maybe you didn't get what you wanted for the holidays. One under the tree. Well, good news. You can go get it at Cooper Systems, and you won't have to pay a lot of money. Massive sale, New Year's sale going on right now at Cooper Systems. Whether you want a desktop, laptop, gaming system, any of that, Cooper Systems is the place to go. It's where I've gone for the last two computers that I have purchased, where I sent my son, Andrew, to get a computer for him as he headed off to UT Chattanooga. That's where you should go. You do not have to pay an arm and a leg at Cooper Systems. They will not try to sell you something you don't want or need. They got new computers. They got refurbished computers. You will not have to spend a mint. If you want to spend a mint and get a computer that could land a spaceship, they can build that for you. They can do all of that at Cooper Systems. But honestly, it's affordable and it's pleasurable to shop there. Very different from your big box store. The phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. They're in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
So, Jeffrey, you're gonna make us money here as our last college football game of the year. What do you think?
Money talk.
What's the spread?
Jeff, right now the line is currently about 5 points in favor of the LSU Tigers. Here's what makes this game fascinating, Jeff, or at least to me from an investment perspective. In the college football era, the team getting less than 50% of spread tickets have gone 11-6 against the spread. So therefore, this is what it means. Right now, about 65% of people are betting on LSU. So that means about 35% of people are betting on Clemson. When you have a spread differential that big, it means you're probably...
All those people are wrong on LSU?
The smart investment would be to fade the public and go with the less popular pick. Also during that time...
Would be to take the points and bet Clemson.
Clemson is 5-1 in these college football playoff games when getting fewer than 40% of the tickets. So all of that information suggests that Clemson is the smart, smart, smart bet.
But
how can you do it? All I'm hearing, Jeff, Clemson's due to lose. Clemson's due to be the public underdog, and they always bankrupt me. But guess what? It's Jeffrey's revenge tonight. I can't wait. I get Joe Burrow. You have to try and sack him. You have to try and stop that defense. You can't do it. And more importantly, I get to bet on the better quarterback tonight, and I'm fired up to do it.
Oh, you're not a Trevor Lawrence guy. I forgot that.
I'm not a Trevor Lawrence hater like I am other quarterbacks Justin Herbert.
Right.
I do not think that he is a generational player.
As good as his reputation is.
I think he's an extremely talented player.
What's interesting to me, so you are going to go ahead, lay the 5.5, and take LSU.
Betting against LSU this year has not been a good decision for me.
What would scare you from the LSU perspective?
Everything I just mentioned. Because
it's nothing about what's on the field, nothing about their defense, for example.
Would scare me is 14. Brent Venables is an extremely good defensive coordinator, and he's had 2 weeks to come up with a plan. And I can see where they do some exotic things that can confuse LSU that they haven't done or that they haven't seen all year. But with that being said, a lot of good defensive guys have tried to come up against Joe Burrow and LSU's offense this year. How's it going?
What's fascinating to me is just how much LSU is the people's team. Like, everyone wants them. Partly because Clemson wins too much now, right?
Yes, Clemson's now verging on Alabama territory.
Coach O has become beloved.
He's a character.
He's a character. He's beloved, and he's back in his, go LSU, baby. I'm down with the Tigers on this one. Absolutely. I hope they win, and we will be talking about it tomorrow. Oh, what is coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Gary Parrish will join them around 1:40 today. Jason Fitz joins them at 1:25. Adam Amin joins us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mike Keith joins us to discuss the Titans at 3 o'clock. Jeff joins GP at 5. Also, all of the national championship game coverage. It begins right after GP's show at 6 o'clock tonight. Good luck to everyone if you're out there betting tonight.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back here tomorrow, but for now, our work here is done.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN, broadcasting throughout the entire Mid-South on Blowtorch 680 AM and in pristine HD FM on 92.9 FM in Memphis.
Memphis, 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 Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee, the beautiful land in the world.
Memphis' sports station.
92.9 FM ESPN.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
When you played your last game and the lights go out, what now?
Let the National High School Basketball Association help you find the answer to that question. The National High School Basketball Association is a 501c3 national nonprofit organization with the purpose of providing youth a safe haven to develop physically, emotionally, and intellectually. We focus on practical life skills that will guide their path towards graduation from high school, college, or trade school and into a successful adult life. If you're a young person ages 13 to 18 or an adult that wants to volunteer, please contact us via email at contactnhsba@gmail.com. For more information about the National High School Basketball Association, please visit our website at www.nhsba.co or like us on Facebook at the National High School Basketball Association. NHSBA, developing winners, creating futures.
Reckon we ought to find a spot to watch the Irishman versus the Cowboy UFC match. What about Laughlin Yard?
Bollocks! Highland Axe and Rec is the place to watch McGregor vs. Cerrone.
Dead Gullet Dinner's Rec Room.
And don't forget about the big screens at Rail Garden.
You ninny? There are big screens at all four.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.